UAE president greets shoppers in Dubai Mall after attack from fellow BRICS member Iran. By Catherine Hamilton on March 3, 2026. United Arab Emirates, UAE, President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan walked through a mall in Dubai on Monday and greeted shoppers in a show of resilience that resonated with people across the nation after an attack from Iran, The National reported. The Iranian terror regime struck at least 10 neighboring countries following the launch of America's Operation Epic Fury, which entered into its fourth day on Tuesday, the UAE among them. Iran attacked the UAE even though both are members of BRICS, an anti-American economic and security bloc led by Communist China whose most powerful members include also Russia, India, and Brazil. The president walked through the mall with Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed, the Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defense, according to the report. The president posed for a photograph with a tourist and spoke to a young girl who came up to him before having coffee with his companions at around 9 p.m., per the report. Powerful message. The resilient UAE is one of the few truly neutral places in the world, focused on peacemaking and prosperity, said Kirill Dmitriev, the head of Russia's sovereign wealth fund who often visits the Emirates. According to the report, videos of the president's mall visit were viewed millions of times on social media, with many commenters praising him as an example to world leaders. As Breitbart's international news editor Francis Martel reported, the Emirati Ministry of Defense announced on Saturday that Iran had bombed the country with hundreds of missiles and drones, which it had largely intercepted, but shrapnel falling in civilian areas killed at least one person. 137 Iranian ballistic missiles were detected and launched toward the country, with 132 of them destroyed, while 5 fell into the sea, the Ministry of Defense said. Additionally, 209 Iranian drones were detected, 195 of which were intercepted, while 14 fell within the country's territories and waters, causing some collateral damage. Martel noted that Iran has done itself no favors in the group by choosing to bomb another BRICS member, the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Read more, Ding Dong, BRICS is dead. Counter-American coalition abandons Iran after U.S. strikes. Needless to say, the UAE has not made a plea to BRICS solidarity in defense of Iran, but rather openly condemned the country for attacking it, she wrote. The UAE government described the attack as a flagrant violation of national sovereignty and international law and vowed to take all necessary precautionary measures. As Martel reported, Chinese state propaganda describes BRICS as a platform representing the voice of the global majority, used for everything from creating a development bank to disempower the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, IMF, to coordinating war games with fellow members. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.